Today we turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
今天我们来到以弗所书第四章，我们回到以弗所书的第四章第六节。
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
第六节，四章的六节。一神，就是一切的父，又穿梭于一切之中，也住在一切之内。
Today, we will concentrate on the first sentence, One God and Father of all.
今天我们会集中看第一句，一神就是一切的父。
Let us first recap the three important steps of prayer.
我们重温一下三个祈祷的步骤。
Do you know how to pray?
你懂不懂得祈祷？
What are the three steps of prayer?
祈祷的三部曲是什么？
Step 1. Stop talking. Yes, step 1. Stop talking.
第一步就是不要说话。
Step 2. Think about true descriptions of God in the Bible one by one.
第二步，逐一的去思想一下圣经描写神的说话。
Step 3. When you become convinced that what you're reading is true, now believe the words. Then be guided by those words. Turn your heart to God and quietly worship Him.
第三步，当你睇到嘅关于神嘅说话，你觉得系可信嘅时候，咁你就要去相信，用呢啲说话去引导自己，将你嘅心转向神，然之后好安静嘅去敬拜佢。
These are the three important steps of prayer.
呢个咧就系好重要嘅祈祷三部曲啦。
Think about step one.Stop talking presumes a time of quieting down is necessary.
我哋想下第一步，唔好讲嘢，意思即系话咧，我哋需要一段时间系安静落嚟。
Without that quietness, you won't be able to do step two effectively.
唔可以安静嘅话咧，咁你唔能够好有效嘅去到祈祷嘅第二步。
Step two involves a precondition to praying. You need a correct.Teaching of the Bible about God.
第二步咧系包括咗一个祈祷之前嘅先决条件，因为你系需要咧从圣经里边得到一个正确关于神嘅概念。
Without a correct concept of God, you may pray in the wrong way.
对神如果冇一个正确嘅概念嘅话咧，你嘅祈祷可能会祈错啦。
Step three, to pray effectively, believing is important.
第三步，如果想有效嘅去祈祷嘅话，相信。是很重要。
If you try to pray when you don't actually believe what you're praying, then prayer won't work for you.
如果你想去祈祷的时候，但是你又不信你自己祈紧祷嘅嘢咧，咁你嘅祈祷咧系唔会有效嘅。
But if you believe the Bible is true, God will enable you to sense His presence.
但是如果你相信圣经所讲嘅系真嘅，神就会帮助你去感应到佢嘅存在。
But before you believe in anything,You must first be convinced that what you are reading is true.
但是你在信任何东西之前，你都一定要被说服，就是你看见的东西是可信的。
After all, true belief is not blind. True faith has to go through your mind first. True faith is not irrational.
信不是一种盲目的相信，真正的信心是必须要经过你自己的脑袋。真正的相信不是不理性的。
Today, we continue to study another piece of Bible teaching about God. God is Father of all.
今天我们会继续去学习一下，神是众人之父，就是一切的父的意思。
Not only human beings.
不单只是众人，一切的父的意思。
What does it mean when the Bible says God is Father?
那当圣经讲到神是父是什么意思呢？
Do you think this question is too simple?Too elementary?
你会不会觉得这个问题太简单了，太基本了？
Not really.
其实不是。
When the Bible says God is Father, it does not mean God is male.
当圣经说神是父，它意思不是说神是一个男性。
It does not mean that the God of the Bible is not a goddess, but a male God. No, it doesn't say that.
圣经的意思就不是说神是男性，不是一个女神。不是这样的意思。
If the Bible doesn't mean that, why does the Bible describe God as Father?
假如圣经不是想讲神是一个男性的话，那为什么神是被称为父呢？
According to the Bible, God is spirit. God is not human.
根据圣经呢，神系一个灵，神唔系一个人类。
Because the true God is not human, he has no gender. Only humans and animals and plants have male and female.
因为神唔系人类咧，佢其实咧系冇性别嘅，只有人类啊、植物啊、动物啊，先至有男女嘅性别。
But the creator of all things has no gender.
但是万物的创造主呢，是没有性别的。
When you think of God, do you think of God as having a face of a male? Do you think of God as having a body of a male?
当你向神祈祷，你说父神啊的时候，你是不是想象着这个神有一个男性的面孔呢？又或者你会不会想到一个神呢，他是有一个男性的身体的呢？
Because to think of God as having a body of a male is different from thinking of God as having a body of a woman.
因为你想象神是一个男性，有一个男性的身体，跟想象他有一个女性的身体是很不同的嘛。
You have seen pictures of them. Some Chinese gods have a face of a very gentle woman and a body of a woman.
如果你看到一些中国人所拜的神的神像，你又会留意到有时是有一个女性的面孔，女性的身体的嘛。
I don't have to mention the names of such goddesses.
咁我唔需要讲呢啲女神嘅名字咧。
And other gods have the face and the body of a man. Yeah.
嗰啲神像咧，有啲咧系有一个系一个男性嘅神像嚟噶嘛。
When you think of God, how do you think of him?
当你谂到圣经嘅神嘅时候，你系点样谂嘅咧？
What is God like in your imagination?
喺你想象之中，神系点样嘅咧？
That's why we need Bible teaching about God.
所以我哋需要咧去学关于神嘅圣经教训。
And let me repeat, God has no gender.
让我重复讲一次，神系冇性别嘅。
God is not a male God as we humans understand male.
神咧唔系好似我哋人所想象嘅谂人咁样一个男性神。
But then you ask, if so, why does the Bible describe God as Father of all?
但是你会问，如果神是没有性别的话，为什么圣经又会形容神为一切的父呢？
That's our question of today's lesson.
这个就是我们今天要学的课题了。
When the Bible says God is Father, it means God is the maker, the creator of all things.
当圣经讲到神是一切之父，他的意思是神是万物的创造主。
So now you must change or adjust your understanding of the word Father.
所以现在你就必须要调整一下你对父这个字的理解了。
When the word father appears in the Bible to describe God, it doesn't mean a male person.
当圣经提到神是父的时候，他意思不是想说神是一个男性。
What the Bible wants to tell you, that all things come from God.
圣经想说的就是一切都是来自神的。
God is the maker, God is the creator.God is the source of all things.
他是创造主，神是万物的源头。
Now, with your Bible open to the same page, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
在你的圣经，我们看到的同一页，我们看第三章14至到15节。
Chapter 3, verse 14, 15. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.From whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的国家都是从他得名。
The word heaven here means the whole universe. And earth, of course, means our planet earth.
天上这个字的意思呢，即是宇宙。地上的意思当然就是指这个地球了。
Every family means everything that exists in the universe.
国家的意思呢，就是说所有在宇宙存在的东西。
Have you thought about it this way?
你有没有这样想过？
Everything that exists in the universe belongs to different families, and all these families come from one father.
这个宇宙的一切都是来自同一个源头，同一个父。
This is what the word father actually means.
父的意思就是这样的意思。
For the people of Israel, God stands in a special covenant relationship. God has a plan for Israel to take part in.
對於以色列人來講，神和以色列人有一個特殊的約的關係，神對以色列人有一個特別的計劃要他們參與。
And Israel has trusted in God and has agreed to take part in God's plan.
而以色列人也是信靠神，也同意去參與神的計劃。
For the people of Israel, then, God is Father has an extra meaning.
咁對於以色列人嚟講，神是父呢係一個特別嘅意思。
For the Jewish people, God is more than a maker and creator.
對於猶太人嚟講，神唔單止係一個創造主，係一個設計師。
God is also a potter, a designer, an artist.
神亦都係一個圖像，一個設計家，一個藝術家。
God is the potter.Israel is the clay, the work of God's hands.
神是个陶像，以色列人是泥土，就即是神的手的杰作。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 8.
我们回到去圣经的中央，以赛亚书。
Chapter 64 and verse 8.
64章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. Yet, O Yahweh,You are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand.
Yahweh, 现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
Isn't that amazing? We're reading a correct Bible definition of the word Father.
看到圣经正确对于神是我们的父的解释。
The people of Israel is calling on God's name. O Yahweh, you are our Father.
以色列人在呼叫神的名字。他说 Yahweh, 你是我们的父。
And what does that mean? It means Yahweh God has a special relationship with the people of Israel.
是什么意思？意思就是呢 Yahweh 神和以色列人有一个特殊的关系。
God is the potter.They are the clay.
神就是他们的窑匠，他们就是泥土。
Have you seen a potter at work? I've seen potters at work in Xinjiang, China.
有没有见过窑匠做陶瓷？我在新疆曾经见过。
I've also seen potters at work in the Middle East.
我也在中东以色列的地方见过窑匠。
You see the workman sitting on a bench. In front of him is a pole that spins.And then on a piece of board, you see a lump of clay.
咁你就見到一個窯匠咧坐喺張凳上，喺佢前邊咧就係有一條棍係識得轉嘅。咁喺張木台上邊咧有一堆泥土。
But underneath, with his foot, he can operate a wheel that turns, it spins with clay.
咁喺個腳下咧，佢係可以操作。就又令到嗰個輪咧會識轉。
So as the lump of clay turns and spins, the hands mold the clay into a shape of design.
咁當呢個輪喺度轉嘅時候，同時間呢個窯匠就會將嘅手放喺泥上邊嚟到塑造佢想塑造出嘅陶瓷。
God, you are our Father. You are the potter. We, the people of Israel, are a lump of clay.
神啊，你是我哋嘅父。意思就是说神啊，你是我们的窑匠，我们以色列人只不过是泥土。
And we can feel your hands molding us, training us.
我们感觉到神的手在这里塑造我们，锻炼我们，栽培我们。
Actually, besides the people of Israel, you, if you have likewise trusted in God, and through baptism, you are now standing in a covenant relationship with Him. Now, to you also,God is not just a maker or creator.
除了是以色列人之外，如果同样你都是信靠神的话，通过浸礼之后，你和神有一个特殊的约的关系，对你来说都是同样。神不单只是一个创造主，一个设计师。
Likewise, you can say, God, you are our Father. Father, you are like a potter. And we are a lump of clay, the work in your hands.
同样道理，你都可以话神啊，你系我哋嘅父，父啊，你就系好似一个窑匠，我哋咧就系好似一堆泥土一样，系你亲手嘅杰作。
This reminds me of the first page of the Bible. There it says, God created man, male and female, in His own image.
呢个令我谂起圣经嘅第一页。 嗰度就系讲到神按住自己嘅形象做男做女。
And God blessed them.
然之后神就祝福佢哋。
Now try to imagine a potter at work. God was creating man like a potter, molding man and women in His own image.
嗱，或者你而家开始去尝试去想象一下一个窑匠喺度工作。神在这里按照自己的形象去塑造一个人出来，做男做女。
When he has finished, he's so happy with the final product.
当他完成了这个工作之后，他对他所做的杰作很满意。
Because he did it not through an agent, but with his own hands.
因为他做人的时候，他不是通过别人，他是亲手去塑造。
And he likes what he sees.
他见到自己手所做的，他很满意。
And he blessed them.
他就祝福他们。
Today we want to learn lessons of prayer. Now our question is:
今日我哋都系想学到关于祈祷。嗱，而家我想问一个问题
：How does this Bible description of God help you to pray？
呢段圣经啊，点样帮到你去祈祷呢
？Well, God is our potter; we are His clay. This is what we are before God.
神就系窑匠，我哋就系泥土。喺神面前，我哋就系咁啦。
Realizing of our lowly state as humans is necessary for prayer.
祈祷的时候，我们去察觉到自己是处于一个很低微的地位，是很重要。
Because He is God, you are human.
因为他是神，你是人。
He is in heaven, so to speak. You're on earth.
他是所谓在天上，你就在地上。
Without such humility, you cannot experience God's presence, even if you try to pray.
如果冇呢种谦卑啊，你就极力想祈祷都好啦，你系冇办法祈祷嘅。
If you tried to pray the last few weeks but didn't succeed, one possible explanation could be this: your attitude might be wrong.
如果你上几个礼拜你尝试去祈祷但系唔成功嘅话，其中一个就系可能你嘅态度系错啦。
And your attitude was wrong.Because you did not realize how lowly you are as a human.
你嘅态度错系因为你唔察觉得到自己作为一个人类，你嘅地位系好低微。
For a person who is wanting to pray, you are standing in the presence of God. You must realize your role and His role.
但系一个想祈祷嘅人，我哋系嚟到站喺神嘅面前，你必须去明白得到你嘅角色同埋神嘅角色。
With humility, you will sense God's presence when you pray.
如果你用谦卑来到祈祷的时候，你会感应到神的同在。
That's why we read from the Old Testament, when you come into the house of God, draw near to listen is better than to talk.
所以当你来到亲近神的时候，去听而不是去讲。
These words, Father,Potter, we are the works of your hands, expresses an intimate relationship between God and His children.
这些字眼，譬如父啊、窑匠啊，就是表达到一种我们和神的亲密的关系。
God is our potter. Can you feel His hands molding you in your life?
神是我们的窑匠，你有没有感觉得到神的手啊，在塑造着你的人生？
We are the clay.In His hands.
我们是他手中的泥土。
When you realize this, now you can choose to believe, and you allow yourself to be guided by this concept of God. You deliberately think about this description during prayer. This actually helps you to pray.
当你察觉到这个事实的时候，你真的相信了，你又让自己给一些说话来到引导。祈祷的时候就刻意去想象去思想这些描写神的说话，这样做会帮到你去祈祷。
Let us recap what we've learned so far.
那我总结一下我们到目前为止学到的什么。
The one true God has no gender.
独一的真神是没有性别的。
God is not a male.
神不是一个男性。
Is that bad news to you? Or is it a good news to you?
对你来说是不是一个坏消息？还是好消息？
Secondly, when the Bible says God is Father, it is a figure of speech. It is there in the Bible to help you imagine God correctly. I underline the word correctly.
第二，当圣经讲到神是父，这个只不过是一个比喻的讲法。他这么讲是帮助你去正确地去想象一下神，特别要强调是正确。
To To use your human imagination is very important in prayer. It will help you to pray.
去用你人嘅想象力去祈祷咧，系好重要嘅。我哋即管去想象，因为会帮到你去祈祷。
The one condition is you must imagine God as guided by the Bible description of God.
唯一一个条件就系你必须咧让圣经讲到关于神嘅说话到引导你。
Now God is Father. Now imagine doesn't mean God is a male.He is the maker and creator of all things. He's a potter, and you and I are his clay.
那神呢？系父。咁你想象下，意思唔系话神系一个男性，佢系一切嘅创造主。佢系一个窑匠，而你同我呢，系佢嘅泥土。
Now the Bible has a variety of ways of describing God, not just one.All these different ways are there to help you to imagine God correctly.
圣经呢有好多唔同嘅方式嚟到形容神嘅，唔系净系一句。呢啲唔同嘅方式呢，就系为咗去帮助大家去正确咁样想象神。
One analogy suits one person better, but may not suit another person.
一种比喻法系适合一个人，但系可能呢唔适合另一个人。
Once you understand the correct meaning of the analogy God is Father, that God is not a male, if it suits you better, you may want to try thinking of God as Mother.
只要你明白了我来形容神的这些比喻，就是神作为父，意思就是神不是一个男性，你甚至可以想象神是好像一个母亲一样。如果这样的比喻法适合你多一点，
Oh God, you are our mother. You're not making any mistake when you do so, as long as you understand correctly what mother or father means.
Oh, 神啊，你是我们的母亲。你这样做的话，你都没有做错的。只要你能够明白父和母是究竟什么意思。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
我们再翻回去前面一点，就去到诗篇103。
Psalm 103 verses 13 to 14.
诗篇103篇13至到14节。
As a father has compassion for his children, so Yahweh has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers we are but dust.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，亚维也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体。思念我们不过是尘土。
Here again, the Bible describes God as a good father.
呢度咧，圣经讲到神系一个好嘅父亲。
Not every father is good, though. Some of you may be fortunate to have a good father. Some of you may be saying in your hearts, "My father is not that good."
唔系所有父亲都系好嘅。你或者好彩有一个好嘅父亲，但系有啲人咧，或者你心里边讲，我爸爸咧就唔系咁好。
But a good father has compassion for his children.
一个好的爸爸对每一个儿女都很有怜悯的心。
And what does that mean? Even when you make a mistake, bad mistakes, he is very understanding. He finds it very easy to excuse you and accept you.
是什么意思呢？意思就是即使你犯了错，是一个很大的错都好，他是会体谅。对他来说是很容易就会接纳你，饶恕你。
He doesn't reject you because of your wrong.
他不会因为你做错事就拒绝你。
Why is that? Because such a good father understands your character. You can always turn to him even when you have done wrong.
为什么会这样呢？因为好的父亲是明白到你的构造。即使你是做错事，你都仍然可以回转头去到他那里。
What a good father. Very approachable. Very easy to get along with.
一个这么好的父亲。是很可亲的，是可以亲近的。
But as you listen to me, the description of a good father, is it not true that some mothers are like this?
当你在听着我描写一个好的父亲是怎样的时候，有些母亲都是这么好的，是吗？
Do you agree?
同不同意？
In some family, the father is not so good, but the mother is much, much better.
在有些家庭里面，爸爸不是那么好，但母亲就好很多了。
The mother may be the person who understands the daughter, the son. Or maybe it's the father who rejects the daughter and the son after she has gone astray.
可能母親呢正正是能夠很體諒、很明白她的兒女的構造那個，又或者是呢當一個兒女走錯路的時候、迷途的時候，是個爸爸去拒絕兒女都不定。
But the mother understands you.
但是媽媽可能會很明白你。
Come back, my daughter. Just forget what lies behind. As long as you turn over a new leaf, it's okay. Come back.
回來了我兒女，忘記背後，只要你肯重新的去做人，是沒問題的，你回來了。
So good mothers are compassionate also.
所以一個好的母親都可以是很憐憫的。
So since father or mother is but an analogy of God, so why not think of God as a mother also? Unless you are a sexist.
既然無論是父親也好，母親也好，只不過是描寫神的一種比喻法，為什麼不可以想像神是一個母親呢？除非你是有性別歧視啦。
Are you a sexist?
你會不會有性別歧視啊？
Do you prefer masculine figure to womanly figure?
你會不會寧願心目中對神有一個男性的形象，好過是一個女性的形象？
To prove to you, to imagine God in this way, you are not doing anything wrong.I will show you evidences from the Bible that sometimes the Bible would describe God as a woman, as a mother.
為了去證明俾大家睇咧，你咁樣諗法係冇錯。我會同大家翻聖經找證據，在某些地方會形容神為母親嘅，形容神為母親。
Do you believe me?
你信唔信啊
？Let's search for evidence.
我哋一齊揾下證據。
Let's turn to Psalm number 131.
請大家翻去詩篇嘅131。
O Yahweh, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with his mother, my soul is like a weaned child that is within me. O Israel, hope in Yahweh, from this time on and forevermore.
Yahweh.我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和猜不透的事，我也不敢行。我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
So here, God is being described as not a father, but as a mother.
嗱，呢一篇詩篇就講到神咧唔係一個父，係形容神係一個母親啊。
Why not？
點解唔可以咁咧
？After all, the word mother here doesn't mean God is female。
説到底咧，呢度講到母親咧，亦都唔係講緊神係一個女性。
When the Bible says God is father, it doesn't mean God is male either。
當聖經講到神係父咧，亦都唔係話神係男性。
Simply wants to tell you that this God is very loving, very easy to approach。
呢啲嘅比喻法咧，只不過係想話俾大家聽，神啊，佢係一個好慈愛、好可親近嘅一個神。
Do you want more proof？
你想唔想有多啲證據啊
？For those of you who have read the New Testament, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus has once talked about a series of three parables.
如果你有睇過新約聖經嘅話，就喺路加福音。主耶穌曾經講咗三個比喻。
Three parables together paint one picture of God.
三個比喻連埋咧，就係想繪畫出一個神嘅形象。
I'm referring to chapter 15 of the Gospel of Luke.
我係講緊路加福音嘅十五章。
The first parable is called the parable of the lost sheep.
第一個嘅比喻咧，就係迷失嘅羊嘅比喻。
The shepherd has 100 sheep.
喺呢個比喻裏頭，呢一個牧羊人啊，有100隻羊。
After a day of the shepherd is leading his flock back to the fold.
咁佢哋喺草场上一日之后，咁呢个牧人咧就带领佢100只羊咧翻去羊圈啦。
And as the sheep re-enter the fold, the shepherd is standing at the gate counting the sheep one by one.
咁当嗰啲羊翻屋企嘅时候，咁个牧人咧通常就会站喺一个羊圈嘅门外咧，就喺度数。1, 2, 3, 4, 这样数只羊。
Suddenly he discovers, I've lost one.
我忽然间佢就发觉，诶，唔见咗一只。
One has gone astray。
一百只里头有一只迷失咗啦。
As a good shepherd, immediately he realizes which one has been lost。
作为一个好嘅牧人，佢马上知道咧系边一只迷失啦。
What does he do？
咁佢点做咧
？He leaves the 99 sheep in the fold, double back to the hilltop。
咁佢就留低嗰99隻咧喺個羊圈裏邊，咁就翻轉頭翻到去山上邊。
It could be very far away。
有可能好遠嘅喎。
In order to find the one lost sheep。
就係為咗揾嗰只迷失嘅羊。
That is a picture of how much God cares about every single human being in this planet Earth。
呢個比喻咧，就係想話俾我哋聽，神係幾咁關心。地球上的每一个人
especially those who have lost the direction，
尤其是系嗰啲迷失咗方向嘅人
，they don't know what they are living for。
佢哋感觉得到佢都好迷茫，唔知为咗啲乜嘢活啊。
They don't know the meaning of life。
佢哋唔知道人生嘅意义。
For such people, God will go and search for them。
为咗呢啲人生，会想尽办法去揾佢哋翻嚟。
My wife and I have lived for some time in Xinjiang, Northwest China。
我同我妻子喺新疆生活咗一段时间。
Every week we saw shepherds tending their sheep and goats。
每个礼拜我哋都会见到牧羊人咧嚟到牧羊。
Let me tell you, shepherds can be male or female。
我话俾大家知，牧人咧原来系可以系男，亦都可以系女噶。
If the male go and drive taxis and lorries, who have time to tend the sheep and goats？
咁如果系一个男性系开紧一个货车啊？咁邊個有時間去牧羊呢
？The wives, the mothers, the women。
咁啊，梗係個女人啦。
If the women are busy working on the farm, who would have time to tend the goats and sheep? Teenagers, even children, boys and girls。
但係如果個女人咧係好忙碌啊，喺個農場嗰度幹活，咁邊個會去牧羊呢？咁就係嗰啲青少年啦，甚至到小朋友啊，男仔女仔。
Not only males, a shepherd can be a female。
唔單止係男噶。一个牧人咧可以系女。
The same phenomenon we see in the Middle East。
喺中东都系有同样一个现象。
So next time you read the parable of the lost sheep, don't assume in your heart the shepherd is a man。
所以下一次你再睇呢一个比喻咧，你唔好假设咧呢个牧人咧一定系一个男性。
Second parable。
第二个比喻。
One day the woman has lost a very important coin. She goes around in the house. Where is my coin? Where is my coin?
有一日，有一个女人咧，唔见咗一个钱，喺屋里边周围揾我。
For a long time she searches, until after one sweep, something shiny appears on the floor. There's my lost coin.
咁好长时间佢喺度揾，直至到佢数咗数，有一啲反光嘅嘢出现啦。啊，就系我失咗嗰个钱。
The coin has been found again.
呢个钱咧被嗰啲尘咧盖住咗，而家咧揾得翻啦。
Here, God is being described as a woman.
喺呢一处咧，神又再一次被形容为一个女人啦。
And human beings who have lost the direction are described as a lost coin.
一个迷失咗方向嘅人咧，就好比一个失咗嘅钱一样。
Third parable.
第三个比喻。
It's usually called the parable of the prodigal son.
通常呢个比喻咧被称为浪子嘅比喻。
But it is more correct to call it.The parable of the father and the prodigal son.
但系称佢为父亲和他的浪子咧，系比较准确啲。
Or if you have followed my lesson so far, you won't be making any error if you imagine the parable to be a parable of the mother and the prodigal son.
如果你跟得上我今日呢一课呢，假如你想象下呢个比喻咧，当佢系一个母亲和他的浪子咧，都冇乜点错噶噃。
A parent has two sons.
有一对父母咧系有两个儿子。
The younger child is bad. He asks for his share of inheritance ahead of time.
嗰个细嗰个仔女咧就曳啊！佢咧提前咧向父母讲：诶，可唔可以俾家产我
？He wants to leave home. He doesn't like home. He wants to be free.
因为佢想离家啦，佢唔中意屋企，佢想自由啦。
After a long time, he regrets.Because living in total misery.
过咗好长嘅日子之后，佢后悔啦，系好痛苦。
Then he comes to his senses. He wants to go back to beg for forgiveness.
跟住咧，佢就开始觉悟啦。佢又想翻屋企咧去求饶恕。
And all that time, the father has been waiting for his return.
但原来咧，一直以嚟咧，爸爸咧都系企喺个窗边咧喺度望佢翻嚟。
My question is. Isn't this just an analogy of God's compassion towards human beings?
我的问题是，这个难道不是一个比喻法吗？是想讲到神对人的一种怜悯的心。
Why not imagine the parent in the parable is a mother?
为什么不可以想象这个父亲是一个母亲呢？
What's wrong?
有什么问题呢？
There will be nothing wrong.
没有问题的。
As long as you remember, this description doesn't mean God has gender.
只要你记住这些形容词，他不是想讲神是有一个性别。
I must close now.
我必须要结束了。
Today we've learned something interesting together.
今天我们学了一些很有趣的东西。
Let us recap.
我们一起重温一下。
When you pray, there are three steps to learn.
当你祈祷的时候，那就有三步曲了。
First, stop talking. Learn to quiet down first.
第一，不要讲话，学去安静下来先。
Step two.
第二，
think about true descriptions of God.
去思想一下一些圣经形容神的一说话。
Step three.
第三，
when you become convinced these descriptions are true, believe.
当你认为这些说话是真的话，那你就相信。
Turn to God and worship Him.
转向祂去敬拜祂。
But today we've learned, we can think about the words, one God and Father of all.
但今天我们学到的是，我们可以思想以下这段说话，就是神一切的父。
Do you now know how to make use of this description?
你现在学习了怎样去利用这一句说话吗？
First, you need to be humble before God. Don't be proud. Don't be talkative.
首先你就要在神面前去谦卑下来，不要骄傲，不要说那么多话。
Realize that He is the maker of all. You are but human.
要去明白得到祂是一切的创造主，你只不过是人。
Two.
第二，
Realize how intimate a relationship God wants to have with you.
去想象一下神同你咧系几想去建立一种好亲切嘅关系。
God is like a potter.
神好似一个窑匠。
You are like the lump of clay in His hands.
你就好似佢手中嘅泥土。
If it helps you, you may think of God as a good father or a good mother.
如果能够帮你去祈祷嘅话，你可以想象神系一个爸爸或者一个妈妈。
Or try both.
又或者两样都可以。
As long as you understand the correct meaning of an analogy,
只要你掌握得到个比喻嘅真正意思，
you can think of God as a pair of very good parents.
你可以想象神咧系一对好好嘅父母，
father and mother.
父亲和母亲。
Why not?
点解唔可以呢？
Let us close in prayer.